What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
To dome or not to dome?
That is the question?
Yes. Okay. Press conference yesterday about the dome.
Okay.
As we talked earlier today, I thought one of the most important parts of what came out of yesterday was something that was in Cleveland.com that you brought up this morning, and it was a quote from Jimmy Haslam himself.
Yeah, what did it say?
It said, and this is from Jimmy, I don't know if we don't do Brook Park and we pass on this time, anybody is ever going to put $2 billion of private money into Cuyahoga County. And then I'm reading this quote off Cleveland.com. We found 175 acres that is flat, has power, which is a big deal, is clean environmentally, and is serviced by a major state highway and two interstates. All right across from the airport. I just don't think you're going to find that again. And he didn't say candidly either.
That was funny.
Thank you.
There's a lot of sense in that quote, isn't there? And I don't mean like dollars and cents. I mean that's a lot of sense.
If you go on in the story too, and then as you say, the Haslams are seeking $60 million from the state. $60 million from local governments to match their commitment.
$600 million.
Or $600 million, sorry. $6 million, yeah. They're seeking $6 to build a dome. the Haslams are seeking $600 million from the state, $600 million from local governments to match their commitment of $1.2 billion on the 65,000-seat stadium, and that they've laid out a plan from where most of the money would come from to recover the cost for the governments. First of all, I just don't see how this isn't going to happen.
Well, if you have a private investor willing to sink, and I know some, like SoFi was built with private funds, right?
Right.
That one was built with private funds. There are some that have been. Most are not. And I just, his quote, whether you like it or whether you don't like it, it does make perfect sense. He said, I mean, you got $2 billion of private money coming into Cuyahoga County. That's pretty good. And the parcel of land they're dealing with here, I mean, what are you going to put there? It was a Ford plant. For years, it was a wonderful thing in our community, and it's been sitting, I don't even know how long. It's not even been, been sitting empty. And they've put other things in there.
I mean, there's still some Ford stuff going on.
Right, there's some, but not like it used to be, Andy. Back in the day, right, they were pumping out cars like crazy. Or was that an engine plant?
Engine plant, yeah.
Okay, so they were pumping out engines like crazy. 175 acres that suits their purposes because it's flat and there's power there, which is, there it is. They don't have to do major cleaning up of the property because it's not environmentally a hazard. And it's located between highways and an airport. Well, that works, doesn't it?
What else are you going to put there? shopping mall?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Which is what it sounds like they're trying to do, a shopping mall with a football field in the middle of it.
Well, they're trying to build a football stadium and then surround it with stuff to make it a business area. Restaurants and, you know, some type of a destination.
Do you think Browns fans have settled into the fact that a dome is coming? Or do they think this is not reality?
I don't think anybody has settled into it.
Why am I so settled into this?
Our local
maybe because
government
I listen
officials,
to Daryl Ryder?
Well, maybe. Our local government officials certainly aren't. And they're fighting it.
Right.
So.
As Daryl Ryder will tell you, if you go and listen to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, the city is just waiting for a check to make everything kind of go away. They want money from the Browns. That's what they're waiting for.
Is that fair?
And to make, I don't know, is it fair or not fair?
Hey, we know you'd like to build something that you hope is going to make you a lot of money, but should make a lot of money and be great for our community. But we want a check as you move 12 miles.
Kind of sounds to me like they just want.
And they're gonna see the end of their lease.
Yeah, they're going to pay out and do exactly everything that was spelled out in the lease. Yes. Would they like them to stay? Yes. Would we all like them to stay downtown? Probably. I would like them to stay downtown. It's not happening though. Is it what's best for everybody? I don't know. I know people don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. But I also don't mind paying for it if you're gaming, right?
If you fix the old place, you're paying for it.
You're going to have to pay for that. And then, as Daryl alluded to again this morning, you got to add another $1 billion to the bill if you really want to try to get rid of Burke and try to move it over. And you still have traffic issues going in there.
It's a nightmare.
I think there's at some point there's going to be this epiphany that people will be like, okay, well, it's the Browns. They're moving, and we're going to have this new district. In fact, we're going to have two new districts. We're going to have this district out by the airport.
And then we're going to have one where the old stadium was.
And maybe we're actually going to utilize the lakefront, where someone with a vision and forethought to be able to use that land that sits right there on the water, that we could use that for something else that makes a lot of sense. It bothers me. All right, so David Jenkins, who is the chief operating officer for the Browns, he was at the press conference yesterday, and he spoke about it. One of the things he said is, he's talking about the Browns' plan for public funding and things like that. He said that, you know, they're not trying to, well, I don't know, I'll let him say it. Here's what he had to say about the funding.
We've got a construct that we put forth both at the state and the local levels that relies only on the incremental taxes generated by the project that do not exist today, but for the project itself. Sales taxes that don't exist in Brook Park today that will be generated in the stadium or in the mixed-use development.
If you go through and read the Cleveland.com article, it seems pretty clean and easy. And maybe you're starting to read that and you're like, that's
scary though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like, but this seems too easy. Like, I thought it was interesting. They said one of the parts to pay for this was an authorized fee of $6 per car rental.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
So, and that's a county authorized fee of $6 per car rental. My question is that airport only or is that just in the county? So in the county, you would pay an extra $6. It'd be a $6 per rental fee, not per day, if this is, reads right. And it'd be like a bed tax. The Browns say that would spread out the cost of visitors to the region instead of everything falling mainly on Cuyahoga County residents. Like, to me, I think that that's fair, too. Like, it's not like people from Medina County or Summit County or Lorain County or Lake County wouldn't be utilizing the building and wouldn't be utilizing, you know, the opportunity to go do things in this district or, you know, be able to participate in the Browns and do that. So I kind of, when I read part of that, I was like, well, that's not a bad idea. How do you spread it out? But then again, that's not user-based, right? That's, what if someone comes to Cleveland, they've got business to do, and now they've got it's $6 per car rental. And it doesn't matter how much it is, it's money that they want to use to put towards a stadium. And like, I get it, but is it fair for someone? Does it help all of our businesses that if people have to come in and rent cars, now they got to pay an extra $6, they look at the bill, they're like, what's this $6 charge for the dome on here? Well, it'd be a county tax, I'm sure.
You've seen those on your hotel bills and every car rentals out of town.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You start looking, you're like, oh, it's $100 a night for this? Wait, why did I just pay $160?
We really want people to, and it's not just Northeast Ohio, but it's all around the country. We really want people to come and be with us here and fill in the blank. By the way, here, pay through the nose.
There was also this talk, too, that the Browns didn't look, it's cut nine, that the Browns didn't look hard enough to stay downtown. And I think there's a lot of people that, I think when we all talk about this dome situation, like, man, wouldn't it make more sense to have this thing downtown? You've already got the hotels down there. But, you know, did they work? Did the Browns actually look hard enough to try to stay downtown?
I think it's a little unfair to suggest we look harder because we did look hard. We looked at multiple sites. We looked at the site where the new county jail is going to be built. We looked at the post office site that people talk a lot about. We explored and spent a lot of dollars on the Burke site.
You know, there's one aspect of this that we've discussed in small doses that I don't know that people want to even think about, but it's this. Okay, it's a dome stadium, but there's a big part of this that they want to do that involves hotels and offices and restaurants and other things. And the question is, I think, do the Haslams want to invest that kind of money in that kind of a facility downtown? And I say that, I mean, Tower City has been there for a long time, probably not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. You had the Galleria, right? The Visconti and Jacobs owned.
Yeah,
that didn't take off like everybody had hoped. True. It was great for a while.
Yeah.
Tower City was great for a while.
Yeah,
do people not want to come downtown to do that? And that might be something here that you think you're more centrally located if you're out of town a little bit. We were supposed to see a whole great new, big new casino complex.
Well, now right? That looks like it's going to be awesome, though. From what the Cavaliers want to put in down there, that looks pretty awesome, too.
Right, but it's not a casino.
No.
That casino didn't fly. You know what I mean? Hey, maybe people aren't coming here like we thought they would, so that's not going to fly.
Well, how do we know? They never built it.
Well,
how do we know that they're not coming?
My guess is they would have built it if they thought that financially that's the way to go. I mean, that was the plan, right?
Okay, so, here's what I'm saying.
The casino, though.
Yeah, I know, but let me just go back on that casino thing just really quick. Let me make a point. The good people of Ohio said, okay, here's the deal. After years and years and years of not having a casino where you can sit down and do slots and play table games, they told these groups that came in that they could have that land down there and it would be zoned for a casino. And part of that land is also where the Jack is right now, which was supposed to be a temporary casino.
Right.
And that the good people of Ohio said, build your casino here down on the riverbank because that land is still zoned for table games. But yet that never happened. Why did the good people of Ohio not get what they asked for? I don't understand that.
Got me.
But now we're going to get, I mean, look, if you don't like gambling, it's great. If you do like gambling, you're like, why didn't we get a better casino? That's what I'm saying.
Got me.
I don't know. I look at some of that stuff and I wonder. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Dome. And again, it gets into tax money, and it also gets into whether the Browns, you know, end up in Brook Park or not. To me, it feels like this thing's full steam ahead. So we're going to talk more about that, other things that David Jenkins had to say. And I've got some phone calls because I got folks on the line. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.